Abraham, what would you recommend to the person on the other end of it, so to speak, for instance, where a parent is extremely disturbed by, let's say, a heavy use of some sort of substance by, let's say, a 14 or 15-year-old child that's still living in their home? What would you recommend to that parent to alleviate their disturbance?
Perhaps the most difficult thing for all parents to come to understand is that they are not the creator of the experience of their children. Each have come forth to create their own experience. We know it is very difficult when you are a parent loving your child and you see your child doing that which you believe is harmful. As you speak that which you want, in most cases, there is great resistance from the other. Always, the best approach when you are wanting to stimulate another to different behavior is to first stimulate the wanting of the other. You do not do that by pointing out what is wrong. As you give your attention to what you do not want, you add power unto that. As you see someone doing something that you don't want them to do or that you know that they do not really want to do, and you speak out about the hazard or the harm or all that you see that is wrong with it, you stimulate their thought to that which they are not wanting, and you add power unto that. We know it is not easy to look away, and yet that would be far better than to add power unto that which you do not want. Ideally, what we would encourage you to do is to look for what you do want and speak and think about that and influence the other to wanting more of that as well. What more?
Thank you. If anyone comes to us, whether they're a relative or whatever, and they're telling us about what to them is a major problem in their life, what do you suggest as the best reaction for us?
Of course, you are not wanting to seem rude, and what we would encourage you to do may seem rude, for we would say, close your ears and do not participate in the conversation of anything that you know is not wanted. Mm-hmm. As you allow yourself to be a sounding board for another speaking of what they do not want, you are assisting them in their miscreating. And so, if you could say, I know that this sounds strange, but I am coming to believe that our thoughts and our words play a very big role in what we attract into our experience. And therefore, I do not think it is a good idea for us to continue to talk about what we do not want. Let's talk about what we do want. Then you can be of advantage. But listening to them speak and add power to what they do not want is certainly not helping them. It is actually influencing them to miscreation.